Tyler Hoxted. I'm the U.S. Selective Chemistry Manager for Monsanto. I represent our three harness brands, 3Xtra, Triple Flex, and Warrant.
All right, so we're going to talk about Warrant today, Warrant herbicide. What is Warrant and what makes it the go-to residual herbicide for managing resistant weeds, which is, you know, of course, the big deal when it comes to weed management?
So Warrant herbicide, the active ingredient in Warrant is acetophore, and typically acetophore has been known to control small-seeded broadleaf weeds and grasses, which a lot of the small-seeded broadleaf weeds that we've had trouble with here in the past couple years would be water hemp. And then Palmer pigweed is the kind of the kissing cousin to water hemp. And Warrant and acetophore has typically done a very good job on small seeded broadleaf like water hemp and Palmer pigweed. And the unique thing about Warrant herbicide is it's encapsulated acetophore, which basically means that acetophore is bound inside of a capsule and it releases over time. So what that means is it gives you right amount of weed control based on the release from that capsule, but what it also does is it gives you excellent crop safety. So if you're applying in soybeans or cotton, not only can you apply pre-plant or pre-emerge, you can also apply post over the top of soybeans and cotton because of that encapsulation technology. That acetophore release is slow enough that you do not see any significant crop injury from the acetophore that's being released from the capsule. So that's really the unique part about Warrant is that it's an encapsulated product. Typically, acetophore has been very good on small-seeded broadleaf weeds and grasses, and that encapsulation basically gives you that crop safety that's needed when it's applied over the top of soybeans and cotton.
Well, I know that in the Midwest right now, we're seeing lots and lots of rain, late planting. Probably going to see that as for a little while, it looks like. At Southeast, where we got cotton, it's not so bad. It's a little bit drier, I guess. But let's look at the application flexibility, and especially if people are thinking of planting pre-emerge right now in the wet conditions. Talk about that a little bit.
We've been recommending growers use multiple modes of action, use residual herbicides as part of a comprehensive weed management system. And the nice thing about Warrant is it does have the application flexibility to go pre and post. And the reason that's important is because many of the residual herbicides that we recommend, not only our products, but third-party companies as well that we've got in our Roundup Ready Plus platform, some of those products are pre-only residual herbicides. So what that means is when you've got a compressed planting window, you know, the priority is to get the crop in the ground. And sometimes, you know, we're not able to get the pre-emerge residual herbicides applied in a timely fashion. And once the soybeans start to crack the surface, some of these residual products can no longer be used because of crop safety concerns. So especially in a year where we've got wet conditions and whenever things do break free and we can get out there and get the crop planted, it's nice to have a residual herbicide like Warrant that can go pre and post so that you don't have to forego that pre-emerge residual herbicide. You can still get a residual on that acre by using a product like Warrant over the top of soybean.
And when you're talking about post-emerge, how far for as far as soybeans and cotton is concerned?
Yeah, so in soybeans, Warrant can be applied up to R2 growth stage and in cotton through first flower.
What about compatibility of Warrant with tank mix partners, including Roundup?
Warrant's labeled for many tank mix partners. The one we recommend probably the most is with Roundup Power Max or Roundup Weather Max. And the reason is because Warrant has no burn down activity. Okay, so it's a residual herbicide. The purpose of the product is to be applied before weeds emerge. So basically it provides that residual cover to prevent weeds from coming through the soil surface. So if you do have weeds emerge in the field, that's why we recommend tank mix Warrant with the Roundup Power Max or Roundup Weather Max, where you can control those emerging weeds with Roundup and then also provide that residual control with Warrant before those weeds that are in the top 2 to 3 inches of the soil surface, that Warrant's going to hold them back so that they don't emerge in the soil.
Well, I understand that Warrant qualifies for Roundup Ready Plus Weed Management Solutions incentives. What does that mean?
We've got a platform called Roundup Ready Plus, and it was launched about 3 or 4 years ago. And basically, the purpose of Roundup Ready Plus is not a product, it's just a platform. It's our weed management platform. And basically what it is it's the industry-leading recommendations. So we went out and we worked with academics to understand what are the best weed management recommendations across all these core crops. And what we also did is we said, hey, if we want to make these recommendations, we need to incentivize growers to use residual herbicides and to follow the right weed management practices. So we went out and we partnered with some other companies, Valent, FMC, AmVac, even Syngenta, for example, and we looked at the best products that we could recommend within a weed management system. And we also have the products that we represent within our portfolio, Warrant being one of them. And when you use Warrant in conjunction with Roundup Power Max or Roundup Weather Max, you can earn up to $2.50 an acre. And then in cotton, when used with Roundup Ready Flex cotton, growers can receive up to $4.50 using Warrant. So the idea is, let's make the best recommendations and let's incentivize growers to use multiple modes of action and residual herbicides.
Okay, Tyler, where can growers find out more about Warrant and Roundup Ready Plus?
Our one-stop shop for weed management is RoundupReadyPlus.com. Just simply go to www.RoundupReadyPlus.com. There's a lot of good information on the website. It goes through all the recommendations by region. It goes through specific weed biologies. If you want to learn a little bit more about specific weeds and hard-to-control weeds, there's a lot of information on that, as well as our incentive program that I just walked through with not only Warrant Herbicide, but also some of our other partners' products and what growers can earn back in cash incentives.
All right. Thank you very much, Tyler, for helping us learn more about weed management with Monsanto's Warrant Herbicide. Thanks, Tyler. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.